it's very concerning that the report was published by the Vitz this morning, making very serious allegations against Donegal County Council, that they found 21 homeowners' applications for remediation under the defective concrete block scheme that were effectively downgraded from the recommendations that were submitted by the homeowners' engineers, which in all 21 cases were for full demolition and full remediation. And each of the 21 cases had their recommendation then downgraded from option 1 to a mixture of option 2, 3 and 4, which are all less extensive and less expensive versions of remediation. And this is obviously hugely concerning for all of the homeowners involved, not only those who the 21 cases that were downgraded, but all of the rest of the homeowners who are sitting waiting on the scheme.
The article also alleges, Councillor, that Donegal County Council claimed this to be due to a minor technical glitch, but that's something you don't think is a good enough response.
No, because I think, look, that response from Donegal County Council is entirely unsatisfactory, and it fails to address the very real concerns that are being raised by homeowners and public representatives alike. I know this issue will be raised in the Oireachtas by my colleagues up there as well. We need answers from the council. We need answers from the housing agency as to why and how this was allowed to happen. And they have to answer to the homeowners who are affected by defective concrete blocks, who are waiting on the scheme. They've had so many roadblocks on the road to actually getting onto the scheme. And now to have a situation like this where they've had engineered reports recommending full demolition of their home, to have that then downgraded by Donegal County Council, like, there are serious questions to ask around the processes involved and how this was allowed to happen, and then as to the security of the rest of the applications that are currently waiting on the system. There are still hundreds, if not thousands, of applications to be dealt with under the DCB scheme, and how do we have any surety that these are all being treated fairly and properly under the guises of the scheme as laid out by the government?